On November 8th at 8 a.m., Dodge City Middle School will be holding a special assembly to celebrate Veterans Day. To honor this day, we have provided our school community with a special pre-announcement podcast about the importance of freedom. The former English colonist who fought with flintlock and musket for the unheard ideal of living their lives free from oppression did not ask if it was going to be easy. Rather, they saw the need and they filled it. They went out and fought for their new land. They gave of themselves unselfishly and with the greatest devotion to the ideals of liberty. Through their efforts, a new nation was forged. Because of this, we honor their memory. Yet their sacrifices, as wondrous as they were, share equal rank with those of the men and women who have come forth to serve their country in times of trouble. If the colonists were heroes, which most certainly they were, then so are those who battled on the sands of North Africa, in the mountains of Italy, across the rivers of Central Europe, and in the steaming jungles of the Pacific Islands. And so were those who, in the face of derision and ridicule from some of their peers, believed enough in the concepts of liberty to trudge through the rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. All were and are heroes. These are the veterans. These are the men and women who left their homes, their safety, their comfort to place themselves in the front lines and on the battlefields in order that freedom, a concept bigger than any individual, would continue to thrive and flourish. Freedom does not come cheaply. The first colonists to this new land learned that lesson in the hardships they faced. The lesson was reinforced on the battlefields of Yorktown and Saratoga. It was taught again in places like Gettysburg and Shiloh. It was reinforced on the Mackinac Line and sharply drilled in places like Tarawa and Monte Cassino, and on Omaha Beach in a place called Normandy, on Pork Chop Hill and in Hue and Da Nang. These are the names that fill our history books, and that are a part of our heritage as Americans. These places, whether on our own land or in some foreign corner of the world, have stood and continue to stand as reminders that freedom is purchased at a very high cost. This is not unique, since we have come to realize that freedom is the most prized item on earth. There is always someone or some force that waits to take it away from us if we are not vigilant, if we stand unwilling to pay the price for it. What is unique and wondrous and marvelous is the fact that since the founding of our great nation, America has never lacked for individuals who are willing to come forth when the need arises to pay the price with their honor, their devotion, and, when necessary, their lives. These are the veterans. These are the men and women who, to paraphrase the word of John F. Kennedy, ask not what their country can do for them, but ask what they can do for their country. These are the veterans. These are the men and women who, when they were called, answered with enthusiasm and, like their brothers and sisters at Lexington and Concord, did not ask if it was going to be easy. They came, they sacrificed, they gave of themselves in the belief that they were defending liberty, a liberty which, if they did not live to see it, would stand as a shining beacon for the children who would come after them. These are the veterans. These are the men and women whom we honor on this special Veterans Day. As they have honored us through their service and devotion, let us honor them in our thoughts, our prayers, and our hearts today and throughout all of our free tomorrows.